Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Just want to say thank you guys for tuning in tonight. It's all about Jesus. It's September the 14th. Just want to say thank you guys for giving up your undivided attention that we may speak to you guys and give you a word. Keep the family in prayer. Today, as a reminder of my cousin, went home to be with the Lord this morning. As a point of my little brother, he was passed away 5 years ago on today's date. So just keep that in mind. We got a short word we want to share with you guys. We'll be coming from out of the book of John, chapter 8, verses 12. Let's just read chapter 8, verses 12. And in your reading, your spare time, just read the whole scripture. But I just want to go from, I just want to use a short part of this scripture, and then we can get into the word. Amen. Probably hear a little background going on because, like I say, we was just doing a ceremony service. Like I said, my cousin passed away this morning, so bear with us. We're going to give it to what God has. God gave it to us. And we're going to give it to you guys. Amen. So we go from out of John, the 8th chapter, verses 12. And it reads,
when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Praise the Lord. Father God, we come before you right now in the wonderful name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, for this opportunity. We thank you, God, for strengthening us in this hour. We thank you, God, for giving us the right mind to talk about you, to glorify you, and lift you up. So, God, we ask that this word go out through the airway, God, that it would touch somebody's heart and have someone to repent and ask, what must I do to be saved? God, that's their intent, that's the will, and that's what we want to do in this hour. We'll give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tonight's topic is, you know, we always talk about, it's all about Jesus. We don't get on here and talk about nothing else, but we talk about Jesus. Tonight's show is a powerful message tonight because he says it point blank. He didn't hesitate. He didn't hesitate. He didn't second guess himself. He didn't ask nobody to stand and give a witness, anything like that. He said it exactly like this. He said, I am the light of the world. He said that. I am the light of the world. That means that he didn't have to question himself. He didn't have to believe himself. He spoke it. He spoke. He said, I am the light of the world. He's given us a declaration. He's introducing himself. He's telling you that he is the light of the world. He says, I am the light of the world. Let me grab this from you, Pastor. Pastor Ann right over here next to me. So I'm going to tag team on this here. But he said, when Jesus spoke again to the peoples, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follow me will never walk in darkness. He said he is the light of the world, Pastor Ann. So that means that he's saying that if I stay in him, I will not no longer walk in darkness. If I stay in him, I will no longer be defeated. If I stay in him, my mind will be on the right track. If I stay in him, I won't have suicide thoughts. If I stay in him, my life will be ordered. If I stay in him, I won't walk into darkness. What is the darkness? The darkness is what was in our life. The darkness was in our life. Y'all know what the darkness was. You was fornicating. You was lying. You was cheating. You was backbiting. You was tooting. You was chewing. You was smoking. You was cussing. You was fussing. You was doing all kind of stuff. But he said to us tonight, he said that he is the light. He is the light of the world. In him, there's no darkness. In him, there's no confusion. In him, coronavirus can't do nothing to you. In him, that he got everything controlled. He's basically telling you tonight, I am the light of the world. That means, in essence, he says that I am the president. I am the one to write the laws. He's saying, I am the light of the world. And if I walk in him, if I stay in him, if I live in him, if I breathe in him, if I worship him, if I think about him, like the scripture says, meditate on the word day and night. You know, the word, it talks about how you meditate on the word. So if you meditate on his word, if you meditate on his word, if you stay in his word, if you listen to his word, if you read his word, if you hear his word, if you understand his word, he says that he got you. He said he got you. He's saying, what are you tripping for? He's saying that all the scriptures say, if you abide in me and I abide in you. But he's saying here, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follow me would never walk in darkness, but we have the light of life. You got the life of life in you. If you got Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you got Jesus Christ as the light in you, you have to have him in you, that the world, because if the world see Jesus in you, then the world see the light. What is the light? It's not talking about common minded. It's talking about holiness. It's talking about righteousness. It's talking about God. When someone see you, they see all the things and all the hell you went through, but when they see you, they don't see you. They see the light. They see the light that gave you peace. They see the light that gives you joy. They see the light that gives you understanding. They see the light that speaks to you. Come on, somebody, help me out here. He says, Jesus said, you have the light of life in you. You have the light. You have the life, a life in you. That's no darkness in you. That's no confusion in you. That's no reason for you to go back. That's no reason to go back to how you used to live. That's no reason to go back to fussing and cussing. We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about the one that said God so loved the world. You know, we're not talking about the world. We're talking about us. 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 He's talking about us as individuals. Talking about buildings, houses, and all that. God said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whoever should believe in him should not perish, but have what? Eternal life or everlasting life. We're talking about the light. We're talking about the light. Jesus was speaking. Jesus was saying something in the prophetic. Let me put it in that way. He was saying something in the prophetic. You ain't never seen nobody like me. You ain't never touched nobody like me. You ain't never smelled nobody like me. You've never seen nobody do the signs and wonders and miracles I did. You have never seen nobody speak and the mountains come together. You didn't never see me speak when I told blind eyes to open when they wasn't even what you call those things in your eyes? Eyeballs? You ain't never seen me say, you've never seen nobody speak when a man didn't have, when his hands was balled up and crooked and they came straight. You ain't never seen none of this. I'm telling you who I am. I am the one that you're seeking. I am the one that you need. I am the one that can do all things. I'm the one that, don't you know I know your DNA? Don't you know I know your genealogy? Don't you know I know every hair on your head? Don't you know that I know every smell in your body? Come on, Pastor, talk to me. That's what he's saying. We're talking about tonight. It's all about Jesus. Because for you to get it, you have to get Jesus. If you don't got Jesus in your life, you don't have no hope. You don't have no future. You don't have no, and I'm saying this because I know what's the sign of saved. When I wasn't saved, I thought I had hope. I thought I had a future. I thought I had a life. I didn't have a life. I didn't have a life. I didn't have a life until I came to Christ Jesus. Once I became into Christ Jesus, then I have a life. Then I understand what was my reason. Then I understand why I had a, what was my reason to live for. Come on, Pastor, what you got for me? And so we're talking about Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. We're talking about this one that said, I am he. And I'm just dealing with this scripture, because you can read it in your own context. But he says in verse 12, when he was speaking, when Jesus spoke again to the peoples, he said, I am the light of the world. Now, your Bible may say different. Your Bible may say, I'm reading out the new NIV, the new international verse. So the King James may say something different, you know, but I'm just saying, I'm just reading this in. He said, I am the light. Who you looking for? Who you need? Who you want? Ain't nobody coming after me. Ain't nobody coming after me. Ain't nobody going to fulfill my shoes. I'm going to fulfill my own shoes. And that's what he was saying, that he was the light of the world. I'm sorry, man, for pulling down the window. But, okay, and so that's what Jesus was saying, that he's the light of the world. And he's speaking to the end of prophetic. He said that you would never walk in darkness. You would never walk in darkness. If you get a hold of Jesus, if you get a hold of the Creator, if you get a hold of the Alpha, the Maker, the beginning and the end, if you really get a hold of him, you will not walk in darkness. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not. I'm just a sinner. No, 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 no. It's no. That's over with. No, I don't fall out of grace, you know, because God makes it known to you. The Holy Ghost become real. The Holy Ghost become a word. The Holy Ghost become a voice. Anytime you do something, the Holy Ghost is going to speak to you. It's always going to come to you and contradict what the devil say. It's going to come and tell you, no, you know that's not right. No, you know you better not do that. No, you know you can't do this. No, you know you can't do that. It's going to remind you. That's why he said you have eternal life in you. That's why he said you have life, no darkness in you. Why? Because remember, once we were sinners, once we wasn't saved by grace, we was walking around in all kind of darkness. We didn't know it was darkness until we came into Christ Jesus. We didn't know what darkness means until we understood who Jesus Christ was. And so he's saying tonight that believe in him, trust in him, knowing that he got your background, knowing that he got your future, knowing that he got your mind, knowing that he got everything that you need. Everything you need is in Jesus. Everything you need is in Jesus. Jesus will give you the ministry. Jesus will give you the ministry of reconciliation. Jesus will give you the ministry how to apologize when you know you're wrong. How to apologize when you don't think you're wrong. How to apologize when you know you ain't wrong, but you still gonna apologize. That's what Jesus does. Jesus gets you into a point to where it's no longer about me. You start caring about other people's feelings. You start caring about other people's ways that you treat them. You won't treat them harm. You won't treat them bad no more. You won't treat them like they nothing. We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about Jesus. And by talking about Jesus, sometimes folks get upset when you talk about Jesus. Because you're not talking about them. You're not talking about what they can do. You're not talking about their gifts. You're not talking about their wisdom. You're not talking about their knowledge. You're not talking about their gifts. You're not talking about their anointing. You're not talking about who they are. You're not bragging on their church. But a lot of people get offended when you talk about Jesus. And so tonight, we're talking about Jesus. So, and then he says that wherefore I am the light of the world. Whoever follow me would never walk. See, you gotta follow him. That's what we mess up at. We follow everybody else, but we can't follow Jesus. We follow everybody else, but we can't follow Jesus. We follow the world system. We follow whatever people tell us to do. We don't get no clarity. We just follow folks. We don't ask. We don't acknowledge. He said, acknowledge Jesus and all. He said, acknowledge him in all your ways, right? And so sometimes we don't acknowledge him in all our ways. What we do, we get something, we get a message, and we run off with it. We get a word, and we run off with it. But we don't take the time. We don't take the time. We don't take the time and wait for revelation. We don't take the time to hear what Jesus has to say. We just run off. So if we follow somebody, he said follow him, right? Right? He said follow him. So to follow him, you have to be led. Come on, talk to me. You got to be led. Because if you follow somebody, somebody got to lead you, right? That's what he says. He says it in, and I'm reading in 12, so I'm trying to go from little here to little there. I am the light of the world. Whoever follow me. So we got to be followers. That's why he said you got to be followers of Christ. You got to be babes. You got to be taught. You got to be led. You know, we don't want to follow Jesus. You know, we don't want to follow Jesus. We want to follow the prophets. We want to follow the Old Testament. We want to follow the old prophecy. We want to follow the old prophets. What they call itself? What you say, Pastor? They call itself. Here you got these folks that saying they are. They give you prophecy. I want to say this in a way that I'm a prophet. We want to follow the prophet. If the prophet tell you sow $5, you're going to get blessed. What you going to do? If the prophet tell you sow this in today's ministry and God going to give you 100-fold, what we do? Don't get me wrong. Understand, true prophecy is true prophecy. God don't have to tell me to sow a seed because he's going to tell you that. God ain't going to tell me to sow a seed to a prophet to get a prophet reward. No. God ain't going to tell me that. What God going to tell me is if God want me to sow into the ministry, then he don't have to tell. Well, God told you that. No, we got to follow Jesus. Because if we don't follow what Jesus tell us to do, then we just sounding brass. We just doing things out of spite. You know that? You could be doing things out of spite. And sometimes we get caught up into that because I know myself, sometimes I do things just out of commitment. But in the long run, it makes me upset. Not only make me upset, but it makes me linger for too long, right? Is I'm saying that right?
Are you trying to say linger?
I linger too long, right? Mm-hmm. Come on, Pastor. See, that's why I have my co-partner right here with me because, you know, we tag team on some stuff and we able to help one another because sometimes, you know, I don't have it all. You know, sometimes the words that I want to say out of my mouth, she catches. She understands what I'm trying to say. And that's a divine word of the Holy Ghost. That's how God helps us out. God helps us out to understand one another. He's not going to put us in a situation to make us seem like we're smarter than one another. And anytime things like that come down, then that's the trick of the enemy. God is never going to put two people together and act like make them out like they're smarter than one another. No, we cannot fight and argue about God's word. God is not going to make us seem like we're better than one another. Because in the scripture, if you read in the scripture, God ain't trying to make it. He ain't trying to make nothing better. He's just telling you that he is the light. That he is the light. And if you wanna walk according to God's will, he says it. He said you gotta follow. Says it, and we still in 12, because there's a lot of stuff in 12. It's a lot of stuff in 12, Pastor. Because first of all, he's speaking, then second of all, he takes authority over something. He takes authority over something. He said, I am the light. He said, I am the light. That's slinger. That's single, right? That's plural, right?
No, just singular.
It's singular, right? So single means one, right? So it's no other light. He said, I know they say there's many ways to, they give you this thing, there's many ways to heaven. No. There's not many ways to heaven. That's what somebody said. But if you get it in the scripture, he says one way. And so he's saying it right here. I am the light. I am the light. I am the true vine. And so and then he's taking place. He's giving you his deity. He's giving you the deity because he says, you know, you can read scripture. You can read it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and you know, you can read stuff like that. But he's saying right here, he's saying, I am the light. If you know that you don't want to walk in darkness no more, you got to get the light. Because the light shines in darkness. Darkness cannot comprehend. Darkness cannot comprehend light. Because darkness always want to put things into a point where they want to make you sad, suicidal, depressed, anger. It want to get you in this lonely bar. It want to get you to this point where it's like there's no hope for tomorrow. You know, I think if I'm not in Alaska, they have summer, right? For six months or something like that.
They have a period of light and then an extended period of darkness.
Of darkness. And the period of darkness, that's when a lot of folks up there, they commit suicide, they drinking, they doing all kind of, they doing all kind of matter of things. You know, their life is kind of like mess, but soon the light comes, you know, soon light comes, light brings joy, light brings peace, light brings understanding, you know. Like they say, weeping may endure for the night, but joy coming in the morning. You know, nighttime is kind of like when it shines on us, it makes us sad. It makes us sad because it gets to a point where now you got to go to bed. You depressed. I mean, help me out, Pastor. Help me out here, Pastor. Talk to me.
No, my mother used to say it. Ain't nothing good going on after dark. Be home before the street light. Don't come on and go off, because after that ain't nothing good out there. Ain't nothing good going on once the
light.
Ain't nothing good lurking in the dark.
That's it. Because you know what we used to say. You know they used to have a song, and I'm gonna say this, and don't let it rebuke it. But I'm gonna say this. Say you said they had the song say the freaks come out at night. At the nighttime, that's when all the evil stuff take place. That's when all kind of stuff take place in the nighttime.
Mm-hmm. Cause you think don't nobody.
come on.
You think don't nobody see you.
And so that's what he's saying.
Nobody. It's dark. Don't nobody see him.
No, it's not. Don't nobody see him, you know? And so they figure they can get away and all this shit. But this is what Jesus is saying. And it's he's speaking to you in the prophetic because you got to understand light and day. He's giving it to you common. Now, he's not trying to make it all sound loud, all big. And he's not trying to make it seem like it all smart because he's giving you pieces of earthly things, right? You want to say, can I say it like that? He's giving you... because light and day is like
he puts it in a term where that you can, what are you trying to say, that
human
uses like a human terms that we can understand,
right? Light,
we know the difference between a light and darkness,
right?
Light, everybody, they come out, as you were saying earlier, they come out in the light, you can see, you know where you're going. You can see what's in front of you, what's there. And what he's saying is with the light is he is the light. He's the, I don't know how I want to say that.
He is your. With him in your life, you have a bright future. You can see where you're going. He can show you the way. He can prevent you from stumbling and falling. He can take that light and shine that light into all those dark places and areas in your life, the things that you want to keep hitting or that you don't want nobody to know about, the things that you have in your life that you think can't be healed, the hurt, the shame, all those things that you hide in the darkness of yourself that we don't want nobody the true self that you don't want nobody to see, all that hurt, the pain, and different things that we have going on in our life that we want to keep undercover. But he says, I come to shine, he come to be the light into all those dark places and areas in your life, the areas where you think that you can't be healed, things that you got going on in your mind and other places. He comes to shine the light and set you free.
We talking about Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yep, if you follow him.
If you follow him. And so, and it just hit me because in the dark, you stumble over places.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, in the dark, you know, if you walk in your house and you turn out the light and you just walk in darkness, sometimes you mm-hmm. fall over things, mm-hmm. you know, things that you don't see. But he able to show you things in him. By you having a light, like Pastor was saying, he get to show you some areas, those things that hidden, you know, they lay that dormant, you know, mm-hmm. they lay that dormant, but that it can trick off, but it lay there. He shows you that thing. He shows you the alcoholic. He shows you the liar. He shows you the cusser. You know, you some people say, oh, you almost made me lose my religion. You know, oh, you almost made me curse. You know, that's what God does. God comes into you and he shows you the light. He shows you yourself.
How to get free.
That's why he said part of the darkness. That's why he says it in here. He says it wonderful. I am the light of the world. Whoever follow me should not walk in darkness. He said if you walk in him, you would not walk in the darkness. But but we have the light of life. We have the life, a light in her. And we have Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's our light. And so I just wanted to share that with y'all tonight because, you know, we get on here on Monday nights, and I thank the apostle for giving us an opportunity to come tonight, you know, to share this word with you guys and touch base with you guys because, you know, we don't know what tomorrow holds. But if we hold fast to Jesus, Jesus can able to give us comfort for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we wake up or not, if we in Jesus, he give us hope.
Mm-hmm.
He give us life. You know, we know that it's a better place. We know that's a place is designed for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he wants you to understand. What Jesus is saying to us tonight. I know that Corona have came and messed up some stuff. And I know in the city of California, up all through that area, they've been having these major fires. And I mean, it seems like the world is just going crazy. That's what the world going to do. If we read it in our word, that's what the world's going to do. The world's going to do his own thing. The world is going to do his own thing. He said that in the word, but he give us comfort.
Mm-hmm.
He says that in the word that it's gonna be wickedness all over this place. He said that the world gonna be fires, it's gonna be wars, it's gonna be diseases, it's gonna be murder, it's gonna be raping, it's gonna be killing, it's gonna be all kind of matter of things. But he's saying within me though, if you keep the light, I'm able to keep you out of darkness. I'm able to open up your eyes that you may see, that you don't have to walk down on dark tunnels, that you don't have to walk down on dark hallways, that you don't have to go back to where you used to be. If you would just get a hold of Jesus, you would not no longer walk in darkness. The darkness that we have, the darkness that he's speaking about, is the darkness that he brought us from. We don't have to go be a backslider. We don't have to go back to be backsliding. We don't have to go back into hanging out with the world and doing what the world doing. No, he brought us from out of that world. He said, no, you're in the world, but you're not of the world. He said, come out from among them. What? Come out from among the things that I used to do. When I used to go to the strip club, strip joints, I don't go there no more. Why? Because the light became lighter than me. The light became light now. When I used to watch all ungodly stuff on TV, no, I don't do that no more. Why? Because the light pointed out. The light is like a stop sign. If you go past that stop sign and you run that stop sign, if the police see you, what's going to happen? The Holy Ghost said, if you continue doing what you're going to do, it's going to be repercussion out of it. Jesus said, I am the light. I am giving you a way out of no way. I'm giving you a way to get to escape. God says, count it all joy. Why? Because he's making, count it all joy because God making a way that you can escape. You cannot be tempted. Why? Because God said he made a way that you can escape. So if the tempter come, if the tempter come and try to tempt you, God already made it a provision. Why? Because you have the light. And that's all we're doing. We're talking about Jesus tonight. And so I'm so grateful that we had an opportunity to share with you guys. I'm so grateful that we had an opportunity again, because I'm telling you, you got to take life for not being joked. You got to take life serious. Why? Because I want you to understand something tonight. You're not going to see Monday anymore. You'll see a Monday, but you won't see the same Monday. You're not going to get to see 7 o'clock again, not the same 7 o'clock. You're not going to be able to bring the hours back that we just went past. You know, it was 6 o'clock. It was 5 o'clock. It was 4 o'clock. It was 3 o'clock. It was 2 o'clock. Those hours not going to come back. Now, it'd be another day that they come back, but you have to take these moments and don't take them as a joke, because you're not going to see what you're seeing now if God called you home. You're not going to see that again. Could see the love, the life, the promise. You can see those things in Christ Jesus. You can see what God has for you when you go home. So I just want to share that with you tonight, because we're talking about Jesus. We're not talking about nothing else, but we're talking about Jesus, because we know that the Old Testament prepared for him in the New Testament. We know the prophets talk about that this one will be born that will carry the world on his shoulder. We know that the one said that he's coming to redeem mankind back. We know that this was the one they was talking about, that he would be hung on a cross. We know this is the one that they talked about, that he would be persecuted. We know this is the one that they said is they can come with healing in his hand. We know that this is the one said he's coming with eternal life. We know this is the one that says that he have a plan for your future. Why? Because he know your future. So I'm just so grateful that you guys gave us an opportunity to share this with you guys. I hope you got something out of the message. Read the whole scripture.
The chapter.
Yeah, read the whole chapter. Or read the whole thing, because it's some stuff in there that you don't want to miss. I know I'm just giving you a little something off the surface. I'm just talking about a little here and a little there, but if you would take the time and read the whole scripture of chapter 8, let me get that. If you read John 8, verses 1 through, because there's some stuff in there that I didn't get into that I was going to take on, but I do that in another time. Because he's speaking things in a prophetic. We looking for someone else, but he said, I'm right here. And so I just wanted to touch on base on that. It's John 8. Read the whole chapter, because Jesus he's doing something. He's doing something, and we got to catch it. So my time is up. I'm about to get up out of here. You know, like I said, my cousin went home this morning. I'd seen him every day almost every other week at the hospital. I encouraged him. He didn't even encourage me because all he kept saying is in his thoughts, I know I'm going to a better place. I know I'm going to a better place because I know I'm sick in my body. I know things don't seem like it's right, but he always kept telling me in his mind, he's going to a better place. He's going to a better place. He's going to a better place. Why? Because he had the light in him. Everybody else worrying about him and all this kind of stuff, and he know that they weren't visiting him, or he know this and he know, but he kept saying to himself that I'm going to a better place. Why? Because he had the light in him. So our time is up. I'm going to give this back into the hand of our apostle, Pastor E. If you have any, if you want for us to pray for you, or if you want us to touch and agree for you, the lines are open. You know, hey, call in. You know, we here. So I give it right back into the hands of our apostle.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Good evening, Pastors Ann and Pastor Dwayne. This is Minister Terry. First of all, I want to send my condolences and prayers of healing love for the family. Amen for your loss of your loved ones during this time. I want to just say good words out of John 8:12. And I love what you said. Read the whole chapter, the before and after. And when you were saying the freaks come out at night, I was saying the same song as you was ministering. Yes, because, you know, like you said, up in Alaska, they don't have that much sunlight. And even on the coast, West Coast, Oregon and Washington, if you look at the stats, they have high rates of depression and suicide because they don't get enough. People think it's sunlight. It's sunlight. But the light, the true light, is Jesus. So you shared a lot great words. And you know what? Growing up, you know, I grew up in Compton, so we knew. When you're out at night, and probably Wisconsin and all over in the inner city, when we're out at night, after the street lights, I heard Pastor Ann say, after them street lights come on, you know what's out there. Crooks and cops. My God, so which one are we? Yes, glory. That asked us, we moving around, which one are we? You know, you moving around at 2, 3 in the morning, if you're not on your way to a job with your name tag on you for validation, Houston, we have a problem. It's true. You know, this is good. But you, like you said, to come out of darkness and to keep us out of darkness, we have to be in Christ Jesus. And I was just saying glory to God as you two power team, you two husband and wife power team, mighty man of God, mighty woman of God. I really enjoyed this. God bless you both and love you both. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sister. God bless you. And
amen.
And I know that smoke, they were showing on television how the smoke having a city so, like, dark, you know. It's fire smoke all over the place, and it's dark, you know. But in the darkness, we still see Christ Jesus.
See Christ Jesus. Within us. That's right. He lights us up. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Well,
praise God.
Well, since you brought that up, the effectual prayers of the righteous man avail much, because it is clearing up. I'm actually standing outside right now. This morning it was burnt orange in the sky, and now it's lightening up with a little purple haze in my area. So God is depreciating the smoke, and we're praying that He is extinguishing the fires. Especially up north, we haven't been, Pastor Dwayne, we haven't been affected by the fire down south in Southern California, but the smoke is so bad, it's coming from all areas. We got fires in the north. We got fires in the south. We got fires in the west all at one time. So keep California lifted up.
Definitely.
And for no loss of life. Now, property is being lost, but we're praying that families keep their lives and their safety in the midst of this time. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But good word, bro. Good word always. You guys, I was like, Pastor Ann was about to tell you, nah, partner, you got this. you call it. You're like, help Pastor Ann. And she's sitting there like, boo-boo, you got this. Y'all tickle me. I love you so much. I caught that part. Like, oh, you trying to throw me under the bus. But if anybody else out there would like to get in the conversation, come on and dial one and join the conversation. I know I was blessed, and I pray you were blessed too. Go ahead and pray us out of here, guys. We love you, and we'll talk to you on the first Monday of October.
Amen.
Well, Father God, we come before you, Lord, in the wonderful name of Jesus, Lord. We ask right now, God, that you put your hand of protection on the city, God. Lord, we ask you right now, God, in the areas of California, where the fire is the most, God, we know that you're able to put it out, Lord God. We ask you right now, God, let the sky smile on your people.
I love you.
Let the sky open again, God. Let them be able to breathe and see light again, God. We know that in this master of fire, God, property can be lost, but lives can't, God. Property can always, we can always build buildings. We can always put cars back together. We can always put trees back together. But God, what we can't put back together is lost lives. Lord, we can't put lost lives back together, but only you can do that. And so, God, I'm actually right now, God, in that area of fires, God, that you will blow, Lord, the fires out, God, that you will let it rain, God. You will let the rain fall from heaven, God, that's able to put the fire out, God. God, that the ones that the family members are looking for, their lost ones, God, let them be able to find these lost ones, God, in this fire. God, let them be able to reunite back together, Lord. That's our prayer, God. God, you say acts of these things. God, give them closure, God. Give them happiness at the end, God. Don't give them bad results. If you do give them bad results, but give them a spirit of gratitude, God. Give them a spirit of joy. Give them a spirit of peace. Give them a spirit of calm. Lord, let no anger, let no hate come out of it, God. But let us come together, God, as one body, as one soul, as one mind, God, for the common good of the peoples, God, for the common good of the lost ones, God. Let us be able to, God, to put things in perspective. And, Lord, I ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that my family, Lord, that you can find closure within them, God. Lord, I ask right now, God, as they tell his mama, God, that she would be able to be all right, God, that she won't be able to, that she can be able to take it and don't have a heart attack in it, God. Lord, I'm actually right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Minister to her heart, God. Minister to her mind. Minister to the kids, God, his kids, God. Let them know, God, that they don't have no hate in you, God. They don't hate you, God, but they will come closer to you, God. Question about you, God. They will ask more closure from you, God. That's just the prayer, God. And we ask, God, that this the now faith family, God, that you put us all back together, God. Put us all back together on one accord, that you would be glorified and that you would be lifted up. That's our prayer. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
Thank you.
I can sing to you this song. I just want to